Feel good, Johnny?
All good?
Yep.
Jake, so we know where things are placed. Have you guys done the review as yet? So
Nah, we'll do that tomorrow. Yeah.
Tomorrow,
yeah.
So the reason why you push it off till tomorrow?
No, we just got the extra day at the club because we're playing on Sunday next week. So we just do our recovery and sort of focus on that today and just do a bit of touch and handballing and that, and then gives the coaches another day as well to have a good look through it.
I take it if Ken Inkley's made some pretty strong points in a press conference with us, he's made some pretty strong points after the game with you as well. Is there an issue about the way Port Adelaide players deal with a game after a showdown or after a big game that there's a slip up afterwards?
No, I think a lot's been said about that in the media, and obviously, you know, you can't dispute the facts. You know, we historically have lost after them, but as players, we don't think about it, and it's not something that we think about at all. But I don't know, maybe it's something that you can't dispute. But we didn't think about that. We were certainly ready for the game, and we had a seven, eight day break, so we were ready to go, for sure.
Do you feel like anything was lacking out there yesterday?
We just didn't play consistent four-quarter footy, and to West Coast credit, they did. They're a really good team. I think they're still really underrated, and they came over and played disciplined footy, and they had a game plan that they really stuck to, and they beat us in four quarters. We started off okay, but we just couldn't contain it, and they ran over us.
Do you feel like you're very far away? Do you feel like you're close to playing?
Yeah, I feel like we're close. Yeah, definitely. I think we've shown the last couple of years, and we know that when we play our best footy and we know what works for us, it's just a matter of getting that right, and for whatever reasons, we're a little bit off that at the moment. And that's what we'll talk about tomorrow and work on this week. And the beauty about the competition is you've always got next week to redeem yourself, and it's still early in the year. So, you know, it's no panic stations yet or anything like that. We're 3-3, and obviously we're disappointed we lost, but, you know, we've got a good chance to redeem ourselves against Brisbane, and there's still a long, long season ahead of us.
So, Jake, what do you think Ken meant by questioning what your intent is? What's the point of intent there?
No, it's just that, you know, our defence, you know, we pride ourselves on our defence and our team defence, and that's probably not where it needs to be at the moment, and that's what we know wins games for us. And I think you can see from the inside 50 results that hasn't quite been up to scratch, so that's something I think Kenny's really big on, and we've got to improve on really quickly, because if you're having, you know, that many inside 50s against you or losing by that many, it's really hard to win games of footy.
Can you break those inside 50s for it? Are they genuine inside 50s or repeats where...
A lot of them are repeats, yeah, but...
So that then brings up the question, what's happening when you try to rebound them out? Where's it failing there?
Oh, well, obviously teams are really good at pressing you in. You know, if it's really hard for any team, if you get repeat entries, all your numbers are inside your defensive 50, so it's really hard to get the ball out. So that's something that we do have to look at, because we've had a lot of repeat entries in the last few weeks, so we have to try and work something out that can sort of get our ball movement moving from there.
So is there an issue of where the defenders are pushing the ball out of the inside 50, or where the midfielders are placed when you try to get it out?
No, it's no one's fault really, because everyone's trying, everyone's getting back to defend. But I think it just starts that, you know, as I said, team defence, if we can lock the ball in our forward half and keep it in there, they're not going to have as many repeat entries, obviously. So that's where it's sort of falling apart a little bit. As a team, we're not defending as well as we should be.
Jack, what about Jay Shorts and Brad Angle? Look like they caught pretty nasty corkies. Mm. Have you seen them today?
No, they're okay. They're just corkies, so they cop some pretty nasty knocks, but I'm sure they'll be fine, and they'll be ready to go. They'll just ice up today and take it pretty easy for a few days, and we'll be right to go.
Is the other challenge side sort of starting to work out your defensive structures as well? Like we saw Jasper Pittard has made a bit more accountable on the weekend.
I don't know. I think, not really. I mean, I guess Jasper, to his credit, has been defending really well this year. So I guess that's something that, you know, he's been giving us great run as well. But I think every team, you know, everyone's got six forwards, and, you know, they're going to, I don't think that's really too much of an issue.
James, is this the turning point where, and we talk about when Port Adelaide started this regeneration of itself, it's gone from being a hunter to now being hunted. Let's say that 3-4 years ago, West Coast beating Port wouldn't be considered a scout in Adelaide. Now it is. So how are you guys dealing with getting over that bridge that comes out to get you?
Oh, look, it probably is something, you know, last year we still had the underdog status a little bit last year, and that's something that we don't have quite as much this year. So it's something you've got to get used to. But like I said, from a player's mindset, we don't think any differently to the last few years. We understand that it's a great advantage to play at home games at Adelaide Oval, and the fans are great, and, you know, we're expected to win those games. But like I said before, the competition's really even this year, and I think you can see from the results from a lot of other games that if you don't bring your A game, any team can beat you, and that's a real sort of risk you run.
So is that what separates Port Adelaide from its next step, that maybe you do have to find an even stronger mindset, so it doesn't happen?
I don't know about mindset, but we just got to go back to what we know works. You know, obviously we're not playing the four-quarter footy that we want to at the moment, but I feel like if we fix that up and we get back to where we were, then we know that our game plan and our structures can stand up against those teams.
As Ken is, that he says it's not one constant thing, but it's...
Yeah, it's just it's a lot of little things, I think. It's just a little bit off at the moment, and I'm sure we can fix them. Like I said, it's really early. It's only around six, and we've got a long season ahead of us, and there's no lack of effort. We're trying hard, but just on the weekend, the West Coast outplayed us, and we didn't get it right.
How traverse will it be to have Ollie Wines back if he can get up this week?
Yeah, Ollie will give himself every chance. I think he's still a week away or so, but he'll be in Kenny's ear, I'm sure. But as you've all seen, he's a king in contested ball and inside in the middle there. And obviously, you want him back in your team as soon as you can, but you don't want to rush something like that back with his wrist, and if he does any more damage to it, so he misses more. So hopefully, he's back as soon as possible. But he's certainly good for us when he is in there.
Jack, is it my failing eyesight or envy that you guys are all slimmer? Are you leaner this year? And is it cost you some power?
I don't think we are. I think Kenny's been noted as saying we're a bit heavier than last year, actually. But we feel fit, we feel strong. You know, Macus does a great job for us in the gym, and I don't think it's anything about fitness or size. It's just a lot of little, as we've mentioned, structural things that we're just not quite gelling at the moment, and that's probably the main issue. We just got to fix them up quick, smart.
Are you heavy?
Yeah, I'm a little bit heavier. Yep. Yeah, I'm heavier.
This week.
Yeah, I feel I had a really good pre-season like the rest of the boys, and like I think lost me. They went to Dubai again, and that's not an issue, the fitness and strength side of thing at all, I don't think.
Because everyone's then looking at it, you're not having those big second halves or big last quarters, that blitz the competition away. So
yeah.
Is there an answer to that?
Oh, I think maybe the opposition's defence is obviously, it's a lot harder for us to work through. You know, they're defending us really well at the moment, and that's credit to them. They've managed to lock off most of our exits from defence.
It's another week this week where you'll be expected to win. So is that a good test of your mindset and all those little things that you talked about?
Yeah, look, it's one of those... You know, they came off a great win against Carlton and Brisbane, so they're going to be... And it's up at their home ground at the Gabba, so they're going to be right up for it. And I think we'll certainly come out raring to go. You know, obviously losing on the weekend, we've got a point to prove. So we're going to be ready to go. And, you know, we'll just focus on the game we lost for one or two more days and then have a day off, and then we'll sort of mindset right on Brisbane and we're ready to go again.
It's a bit of a weird one for you, particularly tall defenders. Well, they've got the marquee big forwards. They've got their mosquito fleet up there.
Yeah.
Tall back line. Is that a bit of a weird one to prepare for?
Yeah, we haven't looked at that before. We haven't really discussed it yet, but just looking at it, they've only sort of got one or two key forwards playing at the moment. So that's something Kenny and Nixie, our backs coach, will have to have a look at. But, you know, we'd like to back ourselves in and think that we can play on a range of talls and smalls. I guess Jacko can play tall and Bobby can play small. So we'll back ourselves in there, but it's maybe a good opportunity for us to try and use our height to mark the footy a little bit more.
Brennan, all right.
No worries, guys.